Rose Stanton. Are you associated with or running as part of a slate?
Not part of a slate.
Do you live in the municipality where you are running, and if so, for how long?
I have lived in the Highlands since 1997.
What is your occupation, and for how long?
My occupation since 1998 has been provincial public service 9 years with the BC Coroner Service as on-call coroner then regional coroner for the islands. Manager of investigations at the Office of the Ombudsperson of BC for 9 years. Currently working as a contractor for the Public Guardian and Trustee of BC.
Tell us about your previous elected and or community experience.
I joined the Administration and Finance Committee of the Highlands in the early 90s.
I volunteered on crews finishing the district office building and the community hall.
I have managed garbage and recycling at many Highland flings.
2018 to 2022 was my first term as councillor.
As councillor, I chair the Highlands Emergency Preparedness Committee. I am council liaison to the Intermunicipal Advisory Committee on Disability Issues and I represent the Highlands at the Victoria Urban Reconciliation Dialogue.
Why are you running? What's your motivation?
I ran in 2018 because I wanted to be more involved in my community and I wanted to understand how decisions were arrived at in council and the business cycle of the district. My experience in my first term, despite the impact of the pandemic, was positive and, I want to put that learning to use in a second term.
A major motivation is the impact on the Highlands when higher levels of government make decisions that are contrary to our values and our official community plan. The Highlands said no to a quarry. The provincial government granted a mines permit allowing a quarry. Council and residents, especially those living near the quarry, objected, sought legal advice, and exhausted all options within their authority, but we could not change the outcome.
What are your top three issues?
Traffic. When the Mackenzie Interchange was being constructed, traffic volume increased significantly through the Highlands. During the pandemic, traffic volume increased again as people flocked to the Highlands to hike in the parks. Traffic volume is less but still significantly higher than it was and vehicles speeding through the Highlands on local roads have made it difficult and sometimes dangerous for residents and their visitors to drive in the Highlands. Large vehicles, too large for our narrow winding local roads, are directed through the Highlands by map applications causing traffic snarls when they meet other vehicles and there is no room to safely pass.
Housing.
The pressure to build housing in the Capital Regional District. 11 municipalities in the region have populations ranging from 11,000 plus in View Royal to 123,000 plus in Victoria. Highlands has 2,400 plus. We have minimal public transit. More housing in the absence of reliable scheduled public transit means more vehicles driving to and from the Highlands. This is contrary to the Highlands' commitment to reduce GHG emissions.
Climate.
Climate action is a strategic priority in the Highlands. We strive to achieve carbon neutrality by 2030. Light-duty vehicle constitute 41% of our community GHG emissions. Pressure to build more dwellings where there is limited to no public transit means more vehicles on the roads and more GHG emissions.
What's your vision for your community in 25 years?
It is difficult to imagine 25 years from now. If the world meets its GHG targets, then maybe slow growth will keep our population below 5,000 and our parks will have recovered from the damage done by overuse during the pandemic. People will be able to live in the Highlands without needing a car because we have public transit fueled by green energy.
What's one big idea you have for your community?
Bowen Island has transit on demand and scheduled public transit through BC Transit. I would like to see multimodal public transit in the Highlands. I would like our roads to be safe for residents who walk, cycle or ride horses. Residents explored traffic calming decades ago by walking the road in large groups. I would like our roads to be safe again.